It was an unknown wilderness. It wasn't long before they went into the wide valleys of Kentucky through the Cumberland Gap.
Welcome to this edition of Old Kentucky Tales, the only podcast that solemnly swears that none of its participants have fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state or out of it. Today's title is, What Shall We Do with the Kaiser? I am your host, Brent Taylor, Assistant Professor of History at West Kentucky Community and Technical College, and with me is the man who is so gregarious that his mama should have named him Greg. He is an Associate Professor of Communication at West Kentucky Community and Technical College, Jason Donner.
You can call me Greg if you like.
Okay, Greg.
Just for now.
In this episode of Old Kentucky Tales, we will look at gambling past and present in our yesterday's news segment. And for our main event, we will examine Padukan's thoughts regarding what should have happened to Kaiser Wilhelm II at the end of the First World War.
Yeah, you nailed it with the accent. That's the way I hear it in my head anyway.
You gotta say the V instead of the W. And along the way, don't forget to support the fake history sponsors who support Old Kentucky Tales. In our yesterday's news segment, I saw recently that $2 billion is going to be spent on the NCAA bracket pools.
Oh, yeah, you got to get your bet down.
That's right. You better make four brackets because the first one's probably already busted, right? And that got me thinking about gambling in Kentucky. Kentucky has got a pretty weird history with gambling. A long time ago, 18th century, early 19th century, it was fine. Mm-hmm. It was seen as a practical way to fund things like public roads. Nobody had a problem with it. And then later on in the 19th century, everybody had a problem
with it.
Like
a moral dilemma developed there.
Absolutely. We went through the Progressive Era. We were cleaning up society. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that came under fire was gambling.
Right, yeah. Like alcohol, too, maybe.
Alcohol was the same sort of thing.
Right. They started looking for those vices.
Absolutely. Drugs, tobacco, everything was on the table. Mm-hmm. And gambling was one of those things that was on the table. And so right around 1920, we had this incident come up in Louisville. And apparently they thought there was too much gambling going on. The mayor wanted to have a crackdown.
Okay.
And he had these written orders to the police. And they said, the only kind of game that is a private game hereafter is the game you cannot find. Pinochle, bridge, whist, 10-cent anti-poker are gambling. If you run into them, don't apologize. Arrest the gamblers. Do not invade private homes and clubs, but if you have knowledge of gambling anywhere, make arrest.
So that was a real crackdown. I mean, they didn't want anybody. This wasn't some organized gambling, just a few friends gambling between each other.
Or maybe
playing a game of bridge, pinochle.
Yeah, but I think, brother, when we saw about the clubs there, I think the clubs is probably the key.
Right.
They probably, as that alludes to, they probably don't want to care about what's happening in your house. But in the private clubs, that's kind of a gray area between public and private.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet that's probably what they were really going for right there. But already, we have got to pay some bills.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we should do that.
Right. And so we turn to the gasoline stove from the A.J. English Company. Safety is its name. No danger from this gasoline stove. The greatest improvement ever made in vapor stoves and ovens. Non-explosive tank. This absolutely non-explosive tank is filled by siphoning, not by pouring. And it is a gasometer generating gas for heating burners. Asbestos oven radiates no heat in room, but retains it in oven.
Yeah, and in your food.
Perhaps.
Bakes, just bake that asbestos right on in.
Bakes biscuits, speaking of that, in 7 minutes.
I bet it does. If it's gasoline.
Yeah.
You're cooking with vapors, gasoline vapors in this thing.
This
does not seem real. You made this one up. This cannot be a real ad.
This is a real ad from 1890 in a Kentucky newspaper.
It would mean then that at some point there was somebody selling gasoline stoves.
Yeah.
That would explode. This one won't, we guarantee.
That's exactly what this says. The competitors, the one you bought 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
kaboom.
Right.
But this one, safety is its name. Absolutely correct. And now we are ready for our main event.
Okay.
That is, what shall we do with the Kaiser?
Now, who, Brent, you have to tell us, tell me, who exactly was the Kaiser? Kaiser Wilhelm.
Great question.
Kaiser Wilhelm.
Kaiser Wilhelm II. And this is the World War I era, global war, everybody's involved, including us. And he is the face of the German Second Reich. So he is the Hitler of World War I.
Right.
Osama bin Laden, with the War on Terror. This guy is the guy that we focus in on as the singular bad guy in World War I.
He's a dictator in Germany? Is that the setup for his government?
He's a king.
Gotcha.
Who is now an emperor.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like that, but it's a monarchy.
Sure.
And what is going on in this particular instance is, this is near the end of World War I. We're about to win it, and we know that we're going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
We're feeling a little cocky.
Okay.
And the Paducah Sun put out a call for suggestions. What shall we do with the Kaiser? Everybody around Paducah is supposed to write in and say, hey,
okay,
when we catch the guy,
yeah,
this is what we're doing to him.
Right. This kind of thing, when you ask for something like that from the public, you don't know what you're going to get. You're going to get some strong feelings, though, after this event.
You're going to get every kind of possible suggestion.
This is a little bit like we're posting online now, isn't it? This is like what that kind of the version of that.
This is exactly
that. Say your comments.
That.
Yeah. So here's what my feelings. Here's my name. Here's where, well, maybe it's your real name.
Yeah.
But yeah, here's what I think we should do with this guy.
Right. We don't have social media, so this is your big chance. We're going to actually put it in the newspaper.
Yeah.
100% correct. And they rolled in from all around the town, and we got a little bit of every kind of response. They actually paid an award for this.
Mm-hmm.
So first place was $5, second place, $3, third place was $2. So they advertised it as a $10 cash award. And
so what are some of these ideas? I mean, there had to be some that were sincere, maybe some that were just a little bit too brutal for words.
That's true. And there's also some tongue-in-cheek things, too.
Sure.
You can tell that people are having fun with it and joking with it. So what I'm going to let you do is choose our adventure today, Jason.
Oh, absolutely.
The Paducah Sun has subtitles. And if you hear a subtitle that tickles your fancy, what we're going to do is stop and examine that particular suggestion.
I love it. This makes it easy on me.
Absolutely. So it's all up to you. Let's begin.
Mm-hmm.
Let Belgian mothers act. Should apologize to King Albert.
I'm not feeling it yet. Keep going.
All right. Huns to Huns.
Huns to Huns. That sounds nice. What's that about?
All right. Keep him all winter. This is Kaiser Wilhelm II again.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're going to do to him. Keep him all winter. Get him good and fat. Then next summer, bind him hand and foot. Take him over to the Illinois Lakes and let the mosquitoes
okay.
finish the job.
That's not, yeah.
So, Rend Lake.
Just very slow consumption by mosquitoes.
Yeah. One little pinprick at a time. That's exactly
written,
right.
Sent in by some fellow named Beef.
Yeah. Beef Reckoff. I think he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's probably seen a few mosquitoes.
He's gone through some hard times being named Beef, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Mom and Dad.
That explains this one. So, hanging, no punishment. Maim him.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear that right now.
How? Question mark.
How? Question mark.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In answer to what shall we do with the Kaiser, my answer is to send him to hell alive, like Elijah went to heaven.
What does that mean? How does one go about doing that?
I guess only biblical scripture could...
Could possibly
do this one for us, where we could say, hey, we want you to know what it's like as a mortal being entering the afterlife.
Okay. That was sent in by somebody named T.B. Fauntleroy.
Now,
that's a heck of a name, isn't it? There's a little Lord Fauntleroy that's kind of a little brat in literature. I've never seen anybody with that actual name. That's kind of neat.
Here's the guy. Run a circus with him. You got to want that one, don't you?
Sure. Oh, he's the exhibition.
Yeah.
He's the big act.
Yeah, he's why you're coming into the circus tent.
Yeah, come see the Kaiser.
I would suggest that we capture him alive, bring him to America, have a large cage built, buy a large tent, something like Ringling Brothers' largest tent, start out with him caged at the beginning of the circus season, first advertising as well as Ringling Brothers do their shows, that you will exhibit him on certain days in certain cities, so nationwide tour, and that a celebrated lecturer will, from the top of the Kaiser's cage, give the audience a full history of his partnership with Gott. That's God. That's German for God.
Right.
And his kindly disposition toward old men, old women, and helpless children. Also advertise that at the close of the season, the Kaiser will be auctioned off like a cake at a box supper to be shot.
Yeah.
So we'll have the auction. Whoever wins gets to shoot him.
Uh-huh.
I am sure that the war debt and all other expenses of the Great War could be paid in one show season. As for his pals, I would turn them over to the tender mercies of the cannibals.
Boy, this guy really wanted to win that $5.
He's thought this one through.
He got creative. I don't know if he meant it or if he just wanted to win.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if this is tongue-in-cheek or not.
A lot of details in there.
Yeah, maybe it's so detailed it's not tongue-in-cheek.
He's got a little animosity built up.
Yeah, for sure. Here's another one with torture him. You already said that you want to skip that. There's a poem there. We're going to skip that one as well. Uh-huh. Roasted alive.
Simple enough.
All right. If justice were given the Kaiser, he should be roasted alive over a slow fire. Kind of like the Christmas song, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Kaiser roasting on an open fire.
Oh, what about skin him?
Skin him. Ugh. Kill him and skin him. Stuff the hide. Put it on public exhibit for a show so the people may know the Kaiser is dead, because you don't want any conspiracy theories about the Kaiser.
Well, you know what, though? They did actually sort of do this. Now, they're not going to skin people and stuff them, but they would put bad people on display, wouldn't they? They would, if a criminal got killed or hung, they would put him up in the town, let people see that he really is dead. That's him.
Public hangings.
Right.
And we did this in the state of Kentucky until 1937.
Mm-hmm.
So this is still in the wheelhouse of public hangings.
Even 1937.
Yeah, Owensboro, Kentucky, 1937. That is the very last public hanging in the state of Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah. Some judgment. Pawn him.
What does that mean?
Hawk the Kaiser.
Hawk
is all
the
it
Kaiser.
Says. The simple, pithy, one-phrase answer.
Would they have used that word hawk to mean, you know, to take something to a pawn shop and hawk it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, to hawk, even with an A-W-K, means to sell. Really old language origins
on that one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so we're going to sell him, apparently.
He just did not want him around.
Yeah, and I think maybe you take the money and pay for some of the reparations, like it mentioned in one of the earlier ones. That seems to be a common theme here.
This is kind of a neat little reference here. The hemp cravats.
Oh, hemp cravat. Yes, that sounds very high class, doesn't it? Put a rope around the necks of him and his disciples. Lead them around the Allies' countries. Charge to see them. Again, there's our common theme.
Yeah.
Use the money to raise all these fatherless children that the war has made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is about, like, maybe, I guess people are thinking about the money that went into this.
Yeah, and that is actually one of the real keys of World War I, is that the Germans had to pay reparations to mm-hmm. Britain and France. And it's
about
a lot
us?
Of money.
We get any reparations on that?
We were too good for that one.
Okay. We
were
down.
There to save the world for democracy and make it a better place. We didn't want the reparations.
What about World War II? Anything like that happened then?
World War II, it was kind of like inverse reparations.
Okay.
We set a whole big building program to Europe to rebuild it. It was called the Marshall Plan.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Cart him around. Bring him to the U.S., exhibit to pay for war debt.
There
There's another one.
Yeah.
Another one. That seems to be the consensus. Give him to Belgians. Chain him to post.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually got to do this one.
That's a 10-year-old girl.
A 10-year-old girl has written in to the Paducah Sun. She knows what we need to do next with the Kaiser. Although I am a little girl, 10 years old. If I had the Kaiser, I would chain him to a post and let him be nibbled to death by the ducks. Probably down at Noble Pond,
just
right?
The local ducks. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This little girl had a bad run-in.
She has definitely taken
That's almost
bread
cute.
And crackers down
That's
there.
Almost cute. Never thought of a duck as somebody who could really pose a threat.
Well, what's more dangerous, the duck or the mosquito?
I think I'd take the mosquito if they're equally upset at me, yeah.
Okay. They are smaller, I suppose. Deal justly. Mm-hmm. Give his stuffed hide to President Wilson. Get him first. Confiscate his estates.
What's this? Duck him in hell.
This is going to be a fun one. I think the best way to punish the Kaiser would be to put him on a ducking stool. Like those used in olden times?
Yeah.
Or like those
yeah.
that you see where you dunk the principal just for fun?
Right, yeah. They dunk the witches, right?
Yeah. Dip him in hell from 3 to 5 times a day, and he'd live 100 years. This to be done by some of the dear women whom they have treated so cruelly. Belgian mothers.
Why is it put as duck? Why did he put him as a duck? Is it not dunk?
That's a pretty good question.
Yeah.
They are spelling it as in duck.
Yeah.
Here.
And that's something people thought was the correct writing of the pronunciation back
that
then.
May be. It may be because you would have had to look it up in a dictionary back
yeah.
then.
And ducks do
not
duck.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Not sure about the spelling on that one for sure. Up to Falk. Who would have him? Bomb him. Some poem. Make him a Democrat.
Make him a Democrat.
Yeah, let's see about make him a Democrat.
That's a joke.
No, and the secret to this not being a joke is it's a small D Democrat and not a large D Democrat.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
sure.
So conferring with the commandments in chief of the Allies nations, probably commanders, right?
Yeah, right. No,
sick, in parentheses.
Yeah.
Germany should be made to surrender, Kaiser dethroned, exiled to Siberia, placed in solitary confinement for life, Germany ruled by democratic government, lost territory, military bases, supplies on land and sea to the Allies, Wilson's 14 peace offers established.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's kind of what happened.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you. I mean, that's pretty much the plan.
Many of those things happened. The Kaiser was indeed dethroned. We put together a peace deal that was somewhat based on the 14 points of Woodrow Wilson. And Germany became a democratic government.
Right.
That was the democratic government that Adolf Hitler overthrew.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did that take?
That took about 15 years or so. I'd have to get out the calculator and add that one up. But speaking of calculators, it is time for us to have a word from our sponsors.
Dixie Crystals Pure Cane Sugar, extra fine granulated, helps me stay slim. Only 18 calories to the spoonful, all quick energy.
So, Jason, have you ever thought of sugar as a weight loss tool?
Not until today. This sounds like a pretty good deal. Pure cane sugar, stay slim just by the spoonful.
Yeah, maybe
and
that's
happier.
The secret. The secret is one spoonful all day, maybe?
Yeah, people back then, maybe they thought less about, well, they're obviously thinking about calories, but maybe less about weight. It gives you energy.
They're
counting the calories.
It does
give you energy.
Yeah, they're counting the calories. And, of course, we don't have low carb yet. That's
kind
of a more modern version of weight loss. And maybe just the numbers themselves. And so they're trying to sell themselves as something that is kind of low-cal.
Right. They're already starting to think about that.
Yeah, for sure. Final thoughts segment.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose your biggest takeaway is?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
From the Kaiser.
From the Kaiser.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just like the image there of people being able to speak out. I mean, this was a voice that I guess the only way really for an ordinary person in those days to be heard by more than one person, and get in the newspaper and get their voice heard in the newspaper. The newspaper gives them that opportunity. It's great. I think that was really neat.
For me, it's mosquitoes and ducks.
Yeah.
Didn't know you could die by mosquito or die by duck.
It's going to take a while, but the job will get done.
I bet that's right. And sadly, we have turned to the final page of this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
But not to worry. We'll be back when Back in the Day is new, and we'll have more old Kentucky tales for you. Special thanks to our sound engineer, Todd Birdsong, the School of Art and Design, and WKMS. And the rest is history.